line? Do you feel like you could be a right defensive end?
I spoke with him on yesterday. Me and coach sat down, talked football schemes and how it fit into their defense. I think, like you said, I play right end in their system. You know, obviously the designated pass rusher on most plays, and I think I would be a great asset to the Lions if it's they pick me.
What was your height weight?
I was 6'3", 259 pounds.
You played defensive end in college, right?
Yes, sir. Well, I played some Sam linebacker this year. It's where I started two games at Sam linebacker to give me some exposure at the position. I think, like I was saying before, I spoke to this gentleman, I have the athleticism to play outside linebacker, but also I have the strength to play defensive end if a team needs me to play defensive end.
They're going to have you do the drills, right? So obviously you've done linebacker drills in the past.
Yes, sir.
It won't be that foreign.
I hope it won't.
What do you think you have to do to prove that you're able to play stand up play in a 3-4?
I think I just have to display my hips in front of all 32 teams. If I can go out and just show my hip flexibility, so I can flip my hips, catch the ball when they throw the ball to me, break on the ball when it's thrown, I think I can show the teams that, hey, this guy can play outside linebacker if we need him to play that position.
Do you think the teams have talked to you about making that transition?
I spoke with 9 teams last night. Of the 9 teams, I think all 9 of them asked me, will you be willing to play outside linebacker? And I told them, without a doubt, if you need me to play it, I'll play it.
Where'd you train to get ready for this
event? In Atlanta, Georgia with Tony Villani.
How do you develop the knack for the sacks? I mean, you had huge numbers in high school. You did the same things at the school record. What is it,
a knack? I think it's just a want to. A thing that I instilled in myself at an early age that it's a lot of fun getting to the quarterback. It's a lot of fun hitting a quarterback. And I felt it for the first time, and I loved it. And I made a vow that I'm going to keep doing it.
Remember the first one?
I think the first one was my 7th grade year. I sacked the quarterback, and I was like, I jumped up happy, and I seen how the crowd reacted. And I was like, I love this feeling, so I got to keep doing it.
You had a crowd?
Oh, yeah. It was 200 people. Well, a team asked me this last night, and if I had to just mold myself into one player, I would have to get off of Dwight Freeney with the athleticism of Lawrence Taylor.
What team was that?
I think it was the Bengals.
Is that, I would assume that get off part is pretty key for what you do.
Yes, ma'am. If you can get off and you can beat the tackle out of his stance, then that's 90% of your rush already won. All you have to do now is flip your hips and get to the quarterback.
The Bengals talk about playing the same, they talk about playing in a 3-4.
Well, Coach, me and Coach Lewis and the rest of my Coach Helichek, we all talked last night, and he said, if you want me to, we can play you at outside linebacker, but we can also designate you as an end in third down situations. But like I told him last night, like I'm telling everybody, I have the strength to play defensive end if need be, and I can gain the weight.
Was your first college shot as good as the 7th grade?
Oh, yeah. The first one was actually in front of a bigger crowd, so, yeah, it was better. No, man, the first one in college.
Well, I'm sure it was sold out, right?
Yeah, nah, it was like against the Citadel.
Oh, Citadel.
Did you ever think you'd have a future in basketball?
I did. I wanted to play. I was 6'4", and I knew. I mean, 6'3", and I knew I couldn't play down low, so I gave that dream up like 5th grade. So
you were helping?
I was like 5'11". Yeah,
so you weren't going fast enough?
Nah, I wanted to be like 6'9". You know, I would have left the football thing alone.
Did you have somebody, like family or somebody playing basketball?
I'm the first real true athlete, second true athlete in my family. My uncle played basketball, I mean football. He ran track and things like that, but he never went to college at it. No matter.
What's your favorite pass rush?
By far the speed rush.
Some Auburn guys for the Bengals. I don't know if you ever ran into Willie Anderson about it. Have you ever talked to him?
Yes, sir. I talked to Willie. Me and Willie sat down for a day for like 3 hours and talked just about football.
When was that?
I want to say the summer of my sophomore year, which was
2005. What did you guys talk about?
He just talked to me about, man, be patient. Let the process come to you. You know, he said don't get caught up in the agent thing and don't let the financial advisors try to deter you because you don't even have any money yet. You know, so he just said enjoy college while you're in college. And when you get to the pros, enjoy pros to a certain extent, but also know it's time to work.
You guys kind of see him as a wise sage?
I do. I do for the simple fact that he's been in the league for a number of years now, and he knows what it takes to get it done on the next level and on the college level.
See the Auburn guy who maybe gave you the most advice?
I would say it's out of him and Tequil Spikes.
These guys just didn't, I mean, two pretty good guys. They just do that on their own.
It's something they do. You know, they come back and they just talk, like at the spring games. They pull certain guys to the side and just talk to them if, that the coaches want to talk to, that the coaches need them to talk to. Excuse me. Yeah, I wanted to be the first quote-unquote tweener taken. You know, it's going to be hard because we got Vernon up there, but all respect to Vernon, it's going to be hard, but I'm prepared. I'm willing to work, and I think I'm making strides here at the combine this week to do that.
Tweeners, you know, it's kind of laugh, but it seems like there's more tweeners now than ever. You kind of get the sense that you're one of them. You know, there's a lot of you guys.
I did for the simple fact is that, man, it's, the game is changing. The game is going more to speed. You know, it's rare that you find, it was rare back in the day that you find guys 260 pounds that can run a 4.440 or 260 pounds that can bench press and just as strong as the three techniques now. You know, it was rare that you find those guys, and now you can find those guys. They're like a rare commodity, but they're coming up slowly but surely. Excuse me. Oh, yeah. We'll tune in tomorrow and see.
You're working out as both in the end and linebacker?
Yes, sir. I think so.
Two more questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you doing defensive lineman drills?
Well, they have us do defensive line, and they call you to the side and actually do linebacker drills as well. Yes, sir.
What has the interview process been like? I mean, what have teams asked you that have sort of thrown you back and made you think, what does this question have to do with football?
The strangest question I've been asked is, well, I think one team asked me, would you like to be a librarian? And I was like, I don't know where that came from. So,
what was your answer?
I was like, no sir. So,
I assume you and Vernon are kind of different.
I think we are one and the same. You know, he's a guy that. He's bigger than me, obviously. You know, he's 266, I'm 259. But I think we're both tweeners, you know, and that's something that we can add to a team. We can play defensive end because we have the strength, and we can also play outside linebacker because we have the athleticism.